I'm just going to get this out there because I believe it to be true. Even though I love the guy who played Shaggy in Scooby-Doo, I can't remember his name, I wouldn't say Heath Ledger, but that's not even close. So I'll just say the guy who played Shaggy in Scooby-Doo from Scooby-Doo 2 and Scooby-Doo 1. Because I can't remember his name. I met the guy who played Scooby-Doo in like Space Invaders, which he still got it, but yeah, the guy who played Scooby-Doo in Scooby-Doo 1 and 2, live action. When he played William Afton in the Final Stretch movie, I loved it, because he's awesome, but at the same time, I was a little disappointed. Like, a lot of people say, oh, the FNAF movie doesn't represent what FNAF stands for. Oh, the hypocrisy, the heresy, the buffoonery, the pure, involuntary, horrible betrayal. They didn't betray us. They didn't. I think they delivered. I mean, yeah, I probably wouldn't take that much tech savvy to make the eyes white instead of red. Well, when I say white, I mean like the pupils white. I mean, the person who made a foxy mask. Sorry, not mask. Full-blown costume that looked pretty legit. Literally put flashing, flickering candle lights for the eyes. That were like white candle lights. That's all it would take. You can get that at any craft store for like under $10. But yeah, they're probably just trying to make it different for people who weren't like really wasn't into the fandom as much as others. But still, I don't think it'd be that hard to make the eyes white instead of red. But yeah, you know, just the eye color, that's not too bad. But the age was also different. Like, he was 60, 70 in the thing. But Timeline Lab said that William Afton was probably around 50, like late 50s, maybe mid. That's my phone, I'm not going to answer it. So, trying this again, before I get interrupted again. Apparently, William was supposed to be in his 50s when he was spring-locked, which would also mean he was technically dead. So, technically, he only got to 50. He wasn't in his 60s or 70s when he was spring-locked. Because I think he was around 20 when Evan died, and probably, I'd say around 54, I want to say. I could be wrong about that, so don't quote me on that. I could be wrong, so don't quote me. But, yeah. That's just a theory. little joke there. I like that fun around here. The fact is, though, that I believe, if I remember correctly, his son, William, he wasn't like possessed by Innard, but in the way it was, he was definitely a living suit for Innard for a short time. I don't know how you're gonna, I don't know how that works. To make a long story short, Innard took over Michael, which turned him purple. Why William, even though William looked purple, that's because it was his security guard uniform, I'm not sure. But that just leaves with lots of questions, you know? A lot of people say that Michael Afton and William Afton are the same person. You know, purple, it's just a different name. But then, that leaves me with the question then. Why is Michael trying to free the kids' souls from the animatronics? And why is Michael with, I think it's Scrap Trap or something, I don't know. I think it's Scrap Trap, if you're wrong. With that creepy decaying bunny suit from Five Nights at Freddy's 6. How are those two different and yet the same? Answer. They can't be different and the same. That's to be one or the other. What do I mean? I'll tell you what I mean. He made that other bunny suit so he could be free. So he could do as he pleases, but it didn't work out so well for him, obviously. I mean, he's still Taylor Springlocked. But here's the thing, it looks a lot more disgusting too, like, oh my gosh. I thought that Springtrap was nasty looking. Scraptrap took the cake for the most okay, Scraptrap didn't burn Trap because I didn't want to see what the bottom of William's jaw, so no. But you got my idea. So, to make a long story short, Scraptrap was in fact William Afton. Michael wasn't. Michael burnt down. And a lot of people said, including Matt Pat, back when he was doing Game Theory, said that Golden Freddy took the soul of Michael Afton, which I agree with that 100%. Because if he didn't, then why was Golden Freddy the only one who wasn't 100% affected by Glitchtrap and Vanny? Why was Glitchtrap and Vanny completely fine? Like, when I say completely fine, I mean, like, nothing. Like, they took over Monty, Chica, and Roxy. But they never took over Freddy. Because Freddy had a more powerful inside. Shut up, Walmart, stupid. I don't like Walmart, even though I work there. Continuing though, you have all that going on, and yet Freddy never got possessed or taken over by Vanny or William Afton. Which would go to show that there was a little more than wires and crossbeams within the metal suit. Into Michael Afton. It was known that Michael and William never really saw eye to eye, but Michael hated his father. Therefore, Michael would have tried to do everything he could to destroy his father's works. And the right to right the wrongs, you know. He trapped the kids, so he wanted them to be free, so he burnt down the pizzeria, which I'll admit was arson. I mean, definitely he didn't do anything wrong. Henry, Emily actually set the company on fire, and that was the problem. Now, luckily, that's where the nightmares end, but now we have Security Breach, which I love, honestly, and Ruin DLC, which means that there will be more going around, and, yeah. So, Glitchtrap never really disappeared, so all we have to do now is wait till the next installment or the next game to figure out what happens. But, that's just a theory. A Brian theory. Thank you for watching. Look into the shadows, because this was a strange one. I'll see you all next time in the next video. Thank you everyone for watching. And of course, good night.